You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. The modern day Mr. Rogers.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
This is Ace and Friends.
It is, yes it is. Fun, funny, and fast. Welcome to Ace and Friends. There are so many weird things out today that I've fallen in love with. I've mentioned this before, but I love this story about Jennifer Lopez and her engagement rings. I am fascinated by this. The fact that Jennifer Lopez has $17 million worth of engagement rings. She's been engaged 6 times. Total value of her engagement rings, $17,030,000, which is stunning to me. And then there's this. I never use an ATM. Do I use an ATM very much?
No.
I never do. But it says the average ATM fee has now hit a record high. $4.77.
Oh, one that's not attached to your bank or something?
Yeah, $3.19 charged by the ATM plus $1.58 that your bank gets for out-of-network transactions.
Yeah. Like the ATMs at the gas station and stuff, but sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You got to get the cash out.
If I do need to go to an ATM, there's a station by my gas station by my house that has my bank in the in the ATM, and I'll go in and do that.
Yeah.
And I go there all the time. They got free air.
Yeah. Sure. You know, take advantage.
I got a front tire that's got a slow leak.
Who do you?
Yeah. And I need to go have it checked. But since I had them rotated and I had to put air in it, and it hasn't gone down below where it needs to be. I don't know if that's got to do with the temperature or what. That's kind of helping keep it going. It's so infuriating. Every time I go there to get the free air, there's always somebody parked in that spot.
Yeah.
Like hanging out there waiting to meet. Yeah. Like, come on, dude. You're parked next to the air. There are 40 other spots out here. Can't you move that on down a little bit?
Yeah.
Take one of those bajillion handicap spots.
Just park right next to them. drag that hose right over their car.
I've done it before. Pulled right up straight with the thing and gotten that long hose. And you hit the button and it goes. And they're sitting in their car like trying to look at TikToks or whatever. Now that thing is.
Let them burn. That's it.
Did I check it?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do it. That's so rude.
It's annoying as hell.
That's so rude.
The equivalent of that in the world of going to your gym is the person that comes and gets the free weights and like say they get the 25-pound dumbbells that they need, but then they don't back away from the thing. They stand right there and do their lift.
Yeah.
We'll wait.
Yeah, right.
Because you're occupying everything from 15 to 35 or 40. I gotta wait for you to get finished so anybody can get in here and get some dumbbells.
Trying to get my curls on.
Exactly. I'm trying to get my curls on.
Get out the way.
That's right.
Move.
So, at Ace Cannon Media, if you want to follow along with all of our social media stuff. We got a lot coming up today. Hang on.
This is Ace and Friends. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
There's a lot of talk these days about people who never leave the nest. Never leave their parents' home. Now, when I graduated college, I moved back to my hometown because I had a job offer right out of the box. I graduated on a Thursday, moved home on a Friday, started work on Saturday. There was no time to find a place to live or anything like that. And I needed, my car was dying. And it was, I could buy a new car or I could get a place to live. But I couldn't afford to do both because I wasn't making any money starting out in my radio career. So for 6 months, maybe 7 months, I lived back at my mom's house until the radio station gave me a promotion and I got an apartment. The promotion was an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's common, I think.
Yeah.
But people stay longer than ever before now.
I think so.
Like, and I just would desperately, even if I had to have a roommate, I would desperately want to get out. Especially once you've been away, like at college or something, lived on your own, then moving back in with your parents. My mom was super easy to live with. She was great. But still, I'm still living in my mom's house.
Sure.
But here's a girl that explains why she still lives at home with her mom. And she makes a pretty good point. This gets real pretty fast
here. You still live at home. Yeah, my mom just made me a PB&J.
She's eating it.
Who's making you a PB&J? Nobody.
Well, damn. Why she got
it? And she just wags her finger at the camera. Nobody.
I got a little harsh there at the end, but she's not wrong.
Yeah. You come home and...
She's not wrong.
It's like a paper plate sitting there with a PB&J and some maybe some Fritos or something.
Yeah.
Like, really?
That's the only time when my singledom becomes like very apparent is when I'm sick. I'm not a good sick.
Oh, you're
like
not?
My dad. I'm like a total baby. And when I'm sick and alone, it becomes very evident that I'm like, I wish somebody was here to take care of me. I'm dying. And no one cares. I just want to stand on my front porch and be like, everybody, I'm sick today.
Is that the type of thing you say, Riggins? You're like, you're walking to the house going, I feel bad and nobody cares.
Yeah, I mean, you've never seen a grown man throw a tantrum the way I can throw a tantrum when I'm sick.
Tantrum.
Yeah.
And you've got to make, and I've been there though. You're sick and you're like, if I'm going to eat, I've got to get up and make my own food.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I mean, the sounds that are coming out of my mouth are just so embarrassing.
I'd give anything to see that.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app. Ace and Friends.
We were just talking a minute ago about Riggins being sick and how he's not a good patient.
Yeah, it's not a good quality.
Especially
it's really,
when he's alone.
Yeah, it's a terrible quality. I don't know where I got it, although my dad is a lot the same.
It started from this girl's TikTok where she was talking about it. You know, people say, why do you live alone? Why do you live with your mom? Why do you live with your mom? Mm.
Yeah.
And she goes, my mom just made me a PB&J. Who's making you a PB&J? Nobody.
No one.
That is a wonderful thing. I was supposed to have blood work done yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was fasting until 2:00 in the afternoon. And then I got home yesterday, and as I walked in the door, Amanda had made breakfast, and then she had made mine, and it was on a plate sitting out with a little note that said, you probably want to put this in the microwave.
Yeah.
And it was a little croissant, and I had two pieces of bacon and a cinnamon roll.
Ooh.
And some eggs with avocado and jalapenos in it.
Love that.
Oh. And I just sat right down and ate, and about halfway through I went, wait a minute, I wasn't supposed to eat today.
Not supposed to eat. Oh, yeah.
So I had to call it. I had to reschedule that appointment till next week. It's like, man.
But
it's
hard.
You walk in the door. You come in the door, and the first thing you see is, here's a gift of food for you.
Mm-hmm.
You just start eating that.
Yeah.
They weren't even home. They were gone. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to eat this food because it's delicious and wonderful. And somebody did this for me.
Sure.
And so I just ate. And then I realized, oh, man.
Screwed up.
I wasn't supposed to eat. Nah, I got to reschedule this appointment and go next week. It's going to be a mess.
It was like, you ever seen Lion, Witch, in the Wardrobe?
No.
Okay, well, this reference isn't going to make any sense. The Turkish Delight. You're not supposed to eat the Turkish Delight, and you ate it, and it screwed everything up.
Oh.
But, yeah, that's nice. Having a meal prepared for you and left out for you, waiting on you to come home is great.
Yeah, when you walk in the door and there's food that's either ready or almost ready, like, that's a really nice thing.
Absolutely.
So are there times when you're sick that you just like, I've got to take a shortcut here and order food or...
Yeah, that's usually what will happen.
Yeah.
And I need to really sit in my grief, my my pity for myself. I mean, you talk about pity party. Yeah. I've got balloons, hats. That's the kind of pity party I'm throwing.
Tech D Rob, what do, you and Meredith, when you're sick? Does she cook for you and take care of you? Or are you still do your own? Because y'all don't eat together a lot.
She might pick up some medicine for me if I don't have any, but that's about it.
You still have to get up and do your own food and everything?
Yeah.
Mm. Man. See, that'd be like the whole reason I'm in the relationship. I'm like, we're going to have to work this out.
I'm only dating you for you to take care of me when I
sleep. Well, sure.
That was the only reason I would get with her. It wasn't a good reason, I'll tell you that much.
She doesn't have a good bedside manner?
No, I'm talking about like food and stuff.
Yeah.
But she's not very nice sometimes.
I don't know what to say right now. I really don't. Hang on.
This is Ace and Friends. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. Ace and Friends.
Okay. I don't know if we want to investigate this or not. I have to know. I have to ask a question, though. Do you mind talking about this, Rob? What you just said a minute ago? We were talking about being sick and how, Riggins doesn't have anybody to take care of him, and he's not a good patient. So it's a lot of complaining and whining when he walks around his house when he's sick. And I'm like, nobody takes care of me, that kind of thing. And we asked Rob if Meredith takes good care of him. He said, she'll pick up medicine for me. But, and make sure I got this right, Rob, you said sometimes she's not very nice.
Yeah, and I probably should have said the same thing applies to me.
That sometimes you're not very nice.
Yeah.
In what context?
Including the time that I just called, said she's not nice.
Right. That was not a nice thing for you to do.
Particularly nice.
What do you mean? What do you mean by the two of you are not nice to each other sometimes?
Sometimes we just get on each other's nerves and do it on purpose.
Well, I think that happens to everybody in every relationship. But if she needed, are there times that she needs your assistance with something? Or she's sick and you could make her a meal or get her something to make it easier and you just don't?
I wouldn't say no because I've probably not done those things from time to time.
Okay.
But off the top of my head, I don't know that I have one.
Okay. But have there been times that you've wished for her help or longed for her help and it has not come to your to help you?
I mean,
sounds like it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, you know, at least it's equal, you know, equally assured destruction right. Or whatever they call that. You know, they're each not doing anything nice. So I guess that it's not like she's going out of her way to make him feel better. Yeah. And he's not doing anything.
Are there times, Rob, that you've thought, well, she didn't do that thing for me that I needed the other day, so I'm not going to do this for her to help her?
Yeah.
You petty like that?
Okay. They're petty. Okay. Wow.
So is she.
And so is she?
Yeah.
That's interesting because I tend to be the opposite. Oh, I'm gonna make sure and do this. So I'm gonna point out you didn't do anything for me, but I did. Went ahead and did this.
Keeping score.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta pretend like you
forgot. And I'm not a scorekeeper typically, but Amanda is a scorekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's caused me to kind of become like, oh,
become a scorekeeper.
Oh, keeping score now. Okay. That's not a good quality, by the way.
No, you just pick up her bad habits.
Oh, I hate scorekeeping too. I hate it. Can't stand it.
But if one person's scorekeeping, then you got to play the game.
You kind of do, I think.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And these are how healthy relationships are built. Yeah.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
This is not what any counselor. You're supposed to be able to let it go.
Oh, you just
let it go. I think you'd be like, that doesn't bother me. I will do this for you because I want to do it for you, not because I can keep track of it and then throw it in your face later. That's not what you do.
No, no can do, Rob?
Nah. We ain't doing that.
Good for you.
Yeah, clearly y'all aren't doing that.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
And friends.
Riggins, you're on dating sites still, right?
Yeah.
Are you? Yeah, you are?
Yeah.
So they had this list that was out. We mentioned this the other day. The icks, top online dating icks are negativity and heavy filters. Yeah, that's right. Do guys filter their pictures on dating websites?
I'm sure some of them do.
But it seems like that would be a predominantly more female thing.
I would imagine.
And I would think the guys tend to show more negativity. Like, I hate this or hate that kind of thing. That would probably be more of a turnoff.
Yeah. What about one of them filters that makes your eyes look blue? Does that count?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, and you meet somebody and their eyes are brown. Like, that, your eyes were this beautiful blue color on your pictures. What happened?
I thought it looked real cool.
Yeah. So are there particular things that you look for, like the icks, the top icks? Number one, negativity or bitterness. Number two, heavily filtered photos. Number three, being too materialistic. Number four, a general lack of effort, like making it look like you didn't even try very hard to respond. I think the
effort one is a good one. Because if
one you look for?
Yeah, if you message somebody and it takes them a long time to get back to you on that, you can kind of call it a day. I don't see any need to pursue that because it's like this is the whole reason you're on there is to meet people. And, you know, if you're going to take 2 days to respond to the message, it's like, why even bother?
What's the fastest you've gone from first contact to first meeting?
Like a day. Like meet up tomorrow.
Are you going to meet up tomorrow?
Yeah, I've never met somebody day of.
Really?
But I've had lunch with people the next day.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
I went to grab drinks with somebody the same day I matched with them on a dating site.
Really?
A long time ago, obviously.
Time frame it. Like you matched up in the middle of the afternoon?
Probably the morning. And then middle of the afternoon when I was leaving work, went to a place that was nearby.
And had drinks there?
Yeah.
And how did it go?
It was fine.
I mean, obviously no romance came from it.
No, I mean, I saw her a couple times, and then there was something that just happened that we didn't want to continue after that.
What do you mean?
She had come to an event, and she was not nice to listeners or something. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, Rob. Yeah. I vaguely remember that story. I didn't realize that's what that was.
You brought a date? And she was rude to the listeners?
That's what it was. I mean, it was like a Halloween thing we were at.
Yeah.
What happened?
She just basically told a listener to not come over to a table, from what I understand.
Really?
Because I didn't see it happen, but I was told.
She's like, stay away from my man.
Yeah. Well, she was basically saying stay away from the whole show. Like, she was, for some reason, being our bodyguard that day.
Yeah, she was kind of running interference for the show. It's like, hey, we don't need interference.
Really?
What are you doing? Like, nobody asked you to do that.
I need run interference for me. You do that.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that, Rob. That's crazy. Yeah, it was that Halloween thing, that little bar.
And you couldn't move past that, or would that just freak you out?
Oh, well, when I said don't do that anymore, we got into it, and I was like, okay, well, we're done here, I guess.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, messy.
Yeah.
Look at the messy.
Even 11 years ago, Rob didn't play. How about that? Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Ace and Friends.
So, Alien Romulus was number one at the box office about a week or so ago. The original came out 45 years ago in 1979. And somebody posted this the other day, and I'm fascinated with it. Some parents apparently did not realize when the original Alien hit theaters 45 years ago that it was an R-rated movie. Now, the guy you're really listening for, the first guy is a really good setup guy. The second guy that they interviewed, this is a TV report from 1979. The second guy, I just think, is
classic. Did you know that this was an R-rated movie when you brought him?
Yes, we did.
Are you sorry you brought him?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Are you glad you saw it? Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Are you sorry, sir, that you brought your son along to see Alien?
No, ma'am. I think he should have seen it. It's something that he needs to know, that things could like that could happen in life. That could be a true story based on, you know, science or science. We never know what's going on the outside of the world.
Did the movie scare you at all?
Yes, ma'am, it did.
Would you recommend to your little friends who are your age to go see it?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I would not.
But I love that dad. It's like, are you sad he saw it? No, ma'am. He needs to see that.
You got to know.
There's no telling what's going on out there. Things in the outside world that the government's not telling us about. It's like, my man.
I think I like the first dude a lot, too. He's like, do you regret coming? Yes, I do.
Yes, we do.
This was an R-rated movie when you brought him?
Yes, we did. Yes,
are you sorry you brought him?
Yes. Yes. I am.
Are you glad you saw it? Yeah.
So, here's my thing. Uh-huh. That little kid sounds little. Like, if you see the video, what are you doing in 1979?
Is that a rated R movie?
It's a rated R movie.
And I'm pretty sure the trailers depicted how scary it was going to be.
It's like, what are you doing? Are you, you wish you'd brought him? Yeah, we wish we didn't bring him. Because he's like seven.
Yeah.
What does it matter? He admits it. I know it's a rated R movie. Well, then there's no reason you should take your 7-year-old or whatever, 8-year-old, even 10, 12. I don't care.
Yeah.
They need to be going to see the R-rated Alien movie.
Thought it was E.T.
But again, that's 1979.
Yeah.
parents played more fast and loose at the time.
Sure. You know? And it's alien. They were like, oh, aliens, it's for kids. Aliens. Like, that makes sense. It's for kids. But no, it wasn't.
But I mean, if you, the trailer was still frightening at the time.
How would they even have seen the trailer?
On TV.
It would have been on TV?
Yeah. It was like TV commercials. They would just load up TV commercials. Where tons of movies were advertised on television at the time. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, then at 1979, there wasn't a lot of cable. You were still, so you're still, you know, like, your big three, your ABC, your CBS, your NBC.
Yeah.
Huh. But yeah, I'm taking the 8-year-old. Yeah, in hindsight, it wasn't smart to take the 8-year-old to see Alien.
He's probably a therapist now.
This is Ace and Friends. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. Ace and Friends.
Are there movies that time forgot? Movies that you love that nobody seems to talk about anymore?
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Little Giants.
Oh, that's a good one.
Such a good sports movie for kids. And it's never regarded as like one of those great all-time classics. And to me, it's up there with The Sandlot.
You don't see it, pop up on movie channels or anything very much.
Never.
What made me think of this was I saw there was a thing about Tom Cruise's career right after the Olympics.
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry. It was on Netflix. And they were showing, I think it was Netflix. One of the streaming services had, you know, Tom Cruise movies.
Sure.
You could click and go through them all. And I ran across The Firm.
Please.
The Firm is a great movie.
Never seen it.
I mean, completely forgotten about it. Like, you don't think about it. Of all the Tom Cruise movies, it's been overshadowed. It's been totally overshadowed. So they're kind of like movies that time forgot. I'll give you another one that was on the Tom Cruise list that is great with Jamie Foxx. Collateral.
Collateral
is
good.
Where Jamie Foxx is the cab driver.
And he had the gray hair, yeah, right?
Tom Cruise is the killer.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Nobody talks about that movie.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Can't Hardly Wait. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. That was around the time like American Pie and stuff was coming out, like those good late 90s there teen was movies.
Late 90s, early 2000s, you had a run of good teen movies again.
She's All That.
Yeah. You hadn't had those in a while. So you had the 80s being the heyday. Then there was kind of a dead zone. And then the late 90s, early 2000s, it picked up with, yeah, American Pie, She's All That, Can't Hardly Wait.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah. What's the movie? What's the one? It's all the different people. He's Just Not That Into You.
He's Just Not Into You. Yeah. That was a good one.
It's the one that you don't hear a lot about, but yeah. I always liked that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me uncomfortable when people are throwing themselves at someone and you know it's not going to work out for them.
Yeah.
I always feel bad for them. Like, oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's kind of the plot for a lot of those movies. You're like, oh, this is just going to be painful.
Yeah. And I think part of that is because I can see myself in that moment. Like,
sure. Oh, a lot of people could.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's going to be embarrassing. You hate to be embarrassed like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. It stings.
Yeah.
And then you realize those people were like 30 and they were like at the height of their coolness. Then you're like, oh, yeah, well, I'm not even close to these people.
But they're fun to look back on and watch. There are a lot of movies like that, though, that just seem to be forgotten. Nobody talks about Jerry Maguire anymore.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
Jerry Maguire is a phenomenal, just as a movie,
yeah.
It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really great movie.
Daggum Eurotrip.
I just had a conversation with Amanda over the weekend, Rob, about Eurotrip.
That's the one Scotty Doesn't Know.
Scotty Doesn't Know popped up on her phone while we were going down the road, and she said, I've never seen this movie. I'm like, that's a funny movie. I love Eurotrip. I had
Michelle Trachtenberg in
it. I'm going to watch that this weekend. Thank you, Rob.
Oh, Harriet the Spy.
This is Ace and Friends. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
There's a trend on social media of people telling, young adults telling their parents about things they would have been mad about when they were kids. Well, let's let you hear this first, and then we'll get into the conversation about it.
I threw up all over my bed and on her. And then the next day,
What?
How unheard.
Because she heard me dry heaving. And then the next day we had to go to a Cubs game with all the neighbors and we had to go on a school bus. And I had to wake up so early and I was sitting on the ground in the shower throwing up into the drain. And you guys had no idea.
I knew. I remember that vividly.
And Megan she got popped. That popped. Do you know what popped means?
Arrested. That's what the cool kids. She got caught.
Caught. Yeah.
By who? The parents.
She was throwing up all over the place.
The parents were like, hey, "I'm good, man."
Yeah, I don't need all the details. We're past
before
it.
I have told. My daughter, she was just turned 21 with my daughter who died 4 years ago. And I've told her friends since then, hey,
I don't need
to know. Something about that, they're like, oh, did we ever tell you about the time that, no, I'm good. I don't need to know.
No, don't tell me.
There are things that, you know, there are things that to this day, we're adults, have been adults for a long time. There are things I would never tell my friends' parents that we did. Mm-mm. Still don't want them to know. I don't want them to think of it. And they, like, as a parent of two older kids, I'm aware. I know these things go on. You're not fooling me. I just don't need to know the details.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I don't need to know that somebody threw up into the drain in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have my two older kids. They were great. Peyton was a great kid. Cade is a great kid. But I know they do things. I'm not stupid. Because everybody does.
Right.
I just don't need to know the details. I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all were drinking with the...
Don't want to know.
Don't want to know.
No. No.
And I'm sure there are things, Riggins, you still do not want your parents to know.
Of course, it's the same feeling why you didn't want to tell when you were 12.
Yeah.
You're afraid of their disappointment, but it is funny that even as an adult, you're like, God, I hope they don't find out about that.
And now, though, the trend to tell them just to see how uncomfortable they are so you can film them for a TikTok and show the world.
It's weird. It's
super weird. Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Riggins, set this up because you found this, and I think it is so fun. The guy that's playing wants to play Madden on his Xbox.
Oh, my gosh. This is heartbreaking. A woman catches her boyfriend sitting on the couch all depressed, and there's a reason that he can't enjoy the new Madden game.
I can't even go to a friend's house to play it because it's weird. I'm 25 years old. I've never made it to play it.
Because he still has an Xbox 360, which was out so long ago.
That's two generations ago.
And he is like sitting on this couch, totally defeated. He's like, I can't go over to my friend's house.
Yeah, you can hear it. You can hear it in his voice. How sad he is.
I can't even go to a friend's house to play it because it's weird. I'm 25 years old. I've never made it to play it.
Never gonna get to play it, I guess. And it's true.
And her caption is about him trying to convince her that he needs to go buy, like, in at that moment. He needs to go buy it would be a PS5.
Well, what happens, she posted this video, and then GameStop saw it, and they said, hey, we want to send him the new Xbox Series X. And she records, the next day, she records a follow-up, and she's like, hey, guess what? You're getting the new Xbox. And he's just like, you're kidding. I mean, he was just so excited. But it's weird, because you are 25, you're like, I shouldn't care about. I can't go over to a friend's house. I'm 25. Look, can I play your Xbox? It's just, that's where you fall into that gray area as an adult who plays video games.
Could I come over? Do you mind if I come by? You want to play some video games?
I'm at work. Like, we're 25. So you get it.
So we should do videos of things that we want and act real sad about it.
That is exactly what that I was thinking. Lesson.
So, oh man, I can't even do anything. I don't even have $1 million.
Yeah, well.
I don't have my drums are broken. I don't have any drums. I can't even relax from my high pressure life.
Yeah.
See if I get new drums that way. Pressure.
Yeah. That's what you would use it for? New drums?
Well, yeah. Like you got it's tangible things.
I'm about to say, if you set the bar low enough, it'll get done.
What else would I use it for?
I don't know. What do you blow off steam with? Like, what's like a hobby?
My drums. Like, I can play my drums. Just go beat the crap out of something.
I would play that new Wukong video game, but my PC is not new enough.
What is that? The new Wukong video game.
It's about Chinese myth. It looks pretty good.
Well, we got this one right. It doesn't sound very good. I mean, it doesn't sound good. If we're talking about playing Madden 25 or Chinese myth Wukong game, I'm going Madden 25 every time.
All right, well, you're lost then.
Yeah, apparently so. I love this guy, though.
I can't even go to a friend's house to play it because it's weird. I'm 25 years old. I'm never going to get to play it.
This is Ace and Friends. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app. This is Ace and Friends.
I am not condoning the information I'm about to share with you, but I saw this question online and thought, that's something we should talk about on Ace and Friends. Here's the question. It was on Reddit. Why did you punch the wall, and was it worth it?
Ooh. Well,
some of us in these rooms have more stories than others.
Right. Was that a thread on Reddit or a DM? A DM you just got just now on Facebook.
I have put my fist through the wall a couple of times.
Right.
In my life.
I can say never. I've ever done that.
Never?
Never.
Good for you. That's the right way to be. Riggins, never?
No.
Good. Good for you. Here's the issue. In the moment, it feels so good. It's like when you, and this is stupid, when you punch like a picture frame or something, the glass just shatters. It feels great. But then the repercussions of your frustration are, it costs you money. Now I got to fix that. Now I got to cover that up. So ultimately, no, it's not worth it. The release in the moment, feels great. But then you got to clean. There's got to be some cleanup, and you feel stupid, and you got to pay money to fix it, and it's a hassle, and that makes it not worth it. But
were you breaking stuff when you were younger?
No.
Yeah, like were you raised to respect things around the house?
Oh my God, yeah.
So how would your mom react if she knew?
Oh, she doesn't know that. Breaking stuff. She's like, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
you're stupid. That's
ridiculous. You don't have that same kind of respect that your mom does, though.
It's my stuff.
Yeah, I know. You don't have that same
stuff.
You don't even see it.
I paid for it. If I paid it, it belongs to me. I can do what I want.
You're not getting it at all.
Yeah, I did it. I respected my mom's stuff and all because that's her stuff. She paid for that stuff.
You don't have that same attitude towards your things.
No, like, I paid for them. So I'm doing it to myself. That's okay.
I'm the opposite. Like when it wasn't my stuff when I was a kid, I was far more likely to want to break it. Like when it's my stuff and I can't replace it easy, I'm being very gentle with these controllers.
It's mine.
It's yours.
If I do what I want with it,
you can break
it. I paid for it.
Yeah.
It's my house. I pay the mortgage. I put my fist through the wall. I had to pay for it.
Yeah. Are you about to punch another wall now?
No.
Is it in the room with us?
No. What is it?
I don't know. Whatever possessed you to punch a wall.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day. Ace and Friends.
I'm usually not a fan of people just doing things to mess with other people, especially when it might frighten them. But this guy's kind of funny. He walks up to people walking on a path relatively close to a lake, and just says tell some ridiculous things just to get their reaction. And for example, he's telling him that he just thought there's a piranha in the lake, which is not possible. But
be careful out here today. I just got done talking to one of the park rangers. They found a 16-foot piranha on the east side of the lake, and it ate two kids.
What?
Yes. It was a 16-foot...
What is that, a snake?
No, piranha.
What is a piranha? It's a
deadly fish that's from Tucson, Arizona. It's from the rivers out there, and it made its way all the way here to Ohio, and now they've said they caught one out here, 16-footer. It just took two kids down.
But it ate them up?
It ate them. It ate them.
Where the parents were?
The parents were sitting there watching like nothing was going on. I said, what the hell? Get your kids. No, they were.
That happened out here just now?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I just was talking to the news, to everybody.
Oh, the news people out here and everything?
They just left. They just wrapped up.
I'll look at it on the news and it'll be all on the internet.
I'm an independent news reporter. That's why they had me come on the scene.
Okay.
They wanted me to get on top of the thing and try to wrestle it to the car. I said, no, I'm not getting involved with that.
Put your life in danger.
It's not worth it these days.
No, what you talking about? You absolutely right.
You know what I mean?
They had to be on the boat.
No, they were playing. They were playing, and then the fish came up, and the kids said, well, let's get on top of the fish and ride it. And they started riding it, and the fish was giving them a ride. You would have thought.
And the parents allowed that.
They sat
there. The parents, but they need to go to jail. Well,
that's like a crazy thing to do.
The story just keeps getting better. And they were riding the fish.
And the parents let them do it,
huh? That's the parents' fault.
That is crazy. I mean, to even do that is crazy.
This is Ace and Friends.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and Friends.
If you have more than one child in your home, it's a special moment when they first love and care for the older one, first loves and cares for the other one. But what about the first moment that the older one slaps the younger one, which was caught on film by this family?
You can't slap him like that. Oh my gosh. You can't slap his head, okay?
Please.
No, you can't slap his head.
Please.
No slapping his head. Will you please give him a kiss?
No.
And say sorry.
Sorry, Bo.
Sorry, Mr. Bo. Are you okay?
I mean, she slapped the flavor out of his mouth.
It's hard slap.
Yeah, right on the back of the head.
You can't do that. Please.
I had to rewatch that beginning a lot.
Yeah, and she even like took a practice swing before she popped him on the head. She took one little, she's like, I'm going to get him like this. Yeah, and she just comes out and then just
I want to do it. Yeah, that's exactly how I want to do it.
Like on a baby. And that kid is crazy. She's like, apologize. She's like, please, can I do it more? Like, psycho.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.